Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
It's Puck, the doomed trickster. You're not going to remember me.
I'm Penance, and sometimes I can be a real witch.
I'm Sokotoa, master of gadgetry and geometry.
Frequency, bringing the megahertz.
I'm Alina. The rest is need to know.
Now, with our heroes assembled, let's turn the page on this issue of Protean City Comics.
Yeah, so let's start out with when the team first came together. What this is it's a brief story. It's essentially the issue number one, or issue number zero, of this comic. And so what it is we've got an enemy that we defeated in some way. Normally, the bull answers the first question, but we don't have a bull. And so we as a table have to decide who is the enemy that your team first defeated, came together for the first time.
I feel like that's something we can take some influence from a GM on. Do you have any characters that you want to introduce really early that we can...
This is something that it's already happened. It's done.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you'd like, okay. I can just throw out a villain name of some kind.
Well, I can help with the thing that we destroyed, because that's what my question is. And I can tell you that this villain probably has something to do with water.
Okay.
Do you remember the name of that villain that we talked about that the Crawdad fought?
Kraken? I have the Kraken.
Wasn't it the Kraken?
I have all of them here. So if you give me one moment.
We can do the Kraken.
Yeah. Or if we didn't want it to be the Kraken, we could do like Kraken Jr.
KJ.
Kraken Jr. is kind of funny.
The Kraken.
Son of Kraken.
Munition, I think, is still around.
Yeah.
Munition's way too dark.
Munition's really dark. I'd rather do that as an episode.
And what was the other? Oh, Twisted Alloy. That's not going to work either. So yeah, we could say it's the Kraken.
Or is the Kraken someone that we want to use later? Because we could do Son of Kraken, and like that's why Kraken returns.
Oh, yeah, because Kraken is part of the Silver Generation, so he may be, like, not super active right now. So if
Silver's still going.
I was saying Son of Kraken, just if we wanted a lower power, like, entry-level hero villain for us
to
fight.
Is he the Bowser Jr. of Kraken?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So after a little bit of discussion, we came to Kraken Jr., who is the... the legacy follow-up to Kraken, who is a Silver Age water-based villain with a lot of elemental control.
Yeah.
And so that was the villain that you fought for the first time together.
Mm-hmm.
And so our first question goes to the Nova.
Mm-hmm. So my question is, we destroyed our surroundings in the fight. Where was it and what did we destroy? We destroyed the entire boardwalk. So... Okay. The entire shoreline of Protean City had this really wonderful, illustrious, fun boardwalk. We took it out. So they're in the process of rebuilding it. They have the docks are rebuilt, but none of the stores came back. None of the fun stuff is back yet because we wrecked it hard.
All right. Mm. Fantastic. And that I'm sure that'll be fixed in the next week or so. We know how quickly things get rebuilt in Protean City.
Yeah.
Up next, we have the delinquent.
We totally broke some major rules to win the fight. What rules did we break, and whose rules were they? I had an idea, now I'm tying it in. So during the fight, we hacked into the police bands and Falcon bands and frequencies and things to get our information to figure out what was going on. We weren't officially supposed to be part of this fight.
Nice.
So we stepped in where we weren't supposed to step in, which also led to more destruction than should have been caused initially.
Okay. Does that sound like things were going to be more or less under control and then you came in?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least Falcon thought.
Thought things were under control. I don't know how organized they are in their response to it, but they weren't expecting a squad of teenagers to show up and we're gonna help, and we did.
Especially not a squad of teenagers that includes an enormously strong sorceress
I'm a witch.
Thing that makes a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have moments.
Fantastic. The Doomed.
So my question is, we paid a high cost for victory. What was it? And do we think that should be... I kind of want to say that it was like... So we hacked into some systems. We destroyed a lot of property. And kind of maybe... engaged in a fight we didn't necessarily have to engage in because we were trying to help, and we maybe like tripped up some of the adult heroes who were getting, or organizations that were getting involved. And I think that Protean City has a, not through Falcon, but through Protean City, like through the town hall, they have a program where like teen, like kid, like it's like there's like a teen outreach program.
Okay.
Where if you form a hero group and you like work really well with them, then they'll like help walk you through becoming like a formal team.
Okay. That and totally sounds like something that Falcon would have a hand in. Also, I mean,
or at least influence them. It's I think it's maybe an organization that Falcon does elsewhere, but because we're in Protean City, it's run by Protean City.
Yeah.
But we pissed them off.
Okay.
And they like blacklisted us.
Oh no.
So like maybe we'll be able to, as a team, at some point get back in the good graces of the Protean City High Council.
Okay.
But we're going to have to really show that we cannot just like steamroll in and mess things up first.
Okay, so your reputation is just dragged through the
Yeah.
Great. Mm.
Specifically with the organization that would have like helped set us up with a home base and like given us money and resources and training and like helped manage our community outreach and stuff like that. All of that's off the table.
We've got a panel of someone from the city council like looking out and going, oh, there's that that new team that we were just working with. What's Penance doing? And then just like fire and water and just like taking out their phone and like deleting an application. Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Now, does the city still see us as heroes? Like, did we help? Is it the whole city being like, what are these kids doing?
Yeah.
One of the assumptions, I think, of masks, and we can go against it if we want to, because we've gotten explicit permission from Brendan to go against some of the rules.
Thank you, Brendan.
We love you.
There's basically like two or three core assumptions. One is that you are a team and that you are together. You don't necessarily have a team name that exists or that's on the books or anything like that, but you are a team that sticks together. Another assumption is that you are not killers. You have not killed. You do not intend to kill. And if a death happens, that is a major seminal event in this comic. This is not Wolverine. This is not Punisher. And the third is that you are not actively being hunted. You might not be viewed as the biggest heroes.
Okay, so I'm explicitly being hunted.
Okay.
With the exception of James.
You are not explicitly being hunted because you are superheroes. Like, this isn't, this is X-Men feared and hated possibly, but it isn't X-Men on the run.
And I think where that comes in with this is, it's not that they don't want us around. It's not like that we even have a bad reputation. It's that we like, because this is Protean City, it's a sanctuary city for heroes. Like, heroes are allowed to be here and not be involved in the government.
Yeah.
It's just that for young heroes, it's a great resource if you play by their rules, if you work with them closely, they'll help you establish yourself. And we didn't do that.
Could we say we basically were on a work study program with Falcon, and we've now lost our work study privileges.
Basically, it sounds like you had like some resources that would have been at your disposal. Maybe you would have had a mentor that would have come in to help out.
Yeah. So we'll be able to, like, no one's going to stop us from being a hero team. It's just that we have to do it ourselves now.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Up next is the protege.
Okay. My question is, we stuck together after all was said and done. Why and how did we keep in contact? Well, we're all in high school, so I'm pretty sure that's how we all kept in contact. It's pretty hard to not be in contact when you're all in the same school. As to why we stuck together, I think I'm open to suggestions on this, actually.
Okay. And the way this works is that you get final say, but anyone can put out an idea.
Yeah. My thinking was that we were going to have to do community service.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that sort of bonded us, and picking up and redoing some of the boardwalk and removing debris.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I love the idea that it's not, because again, it's not, some of us have secret identities, so it's not like you as a teenager on the side of the highway.
Yeah, I'm wearing a mask.
It's Puck in costume. Yeah.
I super want to see Sokotoa in his costume picking up trash on the side of the road.
People would definitely throw garbage in. He's asking for it.
Yeah. Oh, there's amazing. A lot of, we learned how to get milkshakes out of spandex that summer.
Ooh. Okay, perfect. So you're doing community service, rebuilding.
Sokotoa flicks a cigarette like off a tree and it ricochets back. The door.
Yeah, your supervisor's there going like, hey, no powers.
No fun.
All right, excellent. And how do you keep in you keep in contact because you see each other. Mm-hmm. Do you also have like an alternate way to communicate with each other quickly because you are a team?
We have this app on our phone.
Okay.
And we just have a sort of a group chat going that sometimes is just unbearable. And
is it an app that Frequency programmed for us?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a proprietary app.
Yes.
Great.
And it's incredibly important to me, and I'm not really willing to go into it with you, but I'm, you know, I've expressed that it has to be secure and it can't be traceable, and so
yeah, no problem.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact that it doesn't weird you out weirds me out.
Of course, hack the planet. And up last is the beacon.
So my question is, we found signs that this incident was just the start of something bigger. What were the signs? So we know that this is Kraken Jr., so we have a good indication that Kraken Sr., the original, is probably not far behind.
Okay.
But maybe in the aftermath of the fight, when we're conversing with Kraken Jr., he's giving hints that there may be other descendants of villains, sort of like an anti-Teen Titans kind of group.
Oh, God.
The Brotherhood of Evil.
There's literally a Disney Channel show called Descendants.
Descendants, yep.
And it's all the kids of the evil villains.
Okay, so am I ripping this off? Because I
no,
didn't know
no,
that.
No, no, no. You're not ripping
off. Are we going
to be
sued?
I just thought it was sweet that you didn't know.
I don't think you can rip off an English word.
Yeah.
Well, if it's the same concept as the show,
but
though,
like, being real honest, it's very hard to not rip things off in comics. Like, for literally every single one of your characters, I could tell you.
Yeah.
Like several Marvel characters that tie in real tightly.
I just thought it was sweet.
That's awesome.
Know.
Yeah. So Kraken Sr. is obviously connected, but the deeper thing is that the kind of Padawans of these villain communities are starting to form together to do something.
They're feeling their oats.
Were there specific signs of that?
He had a list with initials on it.
Like, okay.
Like maybe these were people that he had meant to contact, but in his younger, you know, naivete, screwed up and made a public scene, and then a fight erupted.
Okay, so that is how the team came together. Okay, so we're going to go around the horn and just do the relationships with each other. So we're going to start with Rob, come around, and then go back. So, okay. So Mark is going to go twice in a row, and otherwise we're just going to go through and do the relationships, talk about them a little bit. If someone really doesn't want the relationship you're setting with them, then we can figure it out. But I feel like we're going to be good. All right. So go ahead and get us started, Frequency.
Okay. If I'm using names and you'd prefer superhero names, just let me know. I personally, you know, I'm not crazy about using the name Frequency for myself, but
I guess actually that's one quick thing I just want to say to check in with. Who here has a secret identity? Like, who here has their person identity really separate from their superhero identity? Okay, and we're in an audio medium, so the three raised hands. Okay, so Alina, who has a mask and doesn't really have a name yet, has that very separate. No one knows Alina yet.
Made the forms for our community service very difficult to fill out. Did.
And then it was useless. That's terrible. And
Puck is totally separate.
Okay. So
almost in terms of just as a separate part of his personality.
Okay.
I try to keep it separate, but I don't think I'm doing a very good job. I think everybody does know that I am Penance.
Okay.
I try.
Okay.
Everybody on the team definitely knows both the person and the hero.
Okay.
But I have a secret identity amongst the general population.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's how Puck is too.
Okay. So the team knows Puck and John Hobb are the same. Yeah. And the team knows that Sage Prince and Penance are the same. And the team knows that Kalino and Sokotoa are the same.
Yes.
Okay. And frequency.
Yeah. Ben.
Okay, Ben. So everyone on the team knows.
Everyone on the team knows Ben. They can call him Ben. But if anyone ever talks about the superhero, it's Frequency.
Okay, okay.
But he doesn't please, walk in like, I'm Frequency.
Ben. But we know that Ben is Frequency on the team.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Correct.
All right, so Ben, go ahead and tell us your first relationship.
I keep trying to impress Kalino with my antics. Because he also is into gadgetry, and I'm almost I'm a little insecure because he can make his own gadgets.
Okay.
But I do it in a, oh, you spent hours building this? Look what I can just hack and make this cell phone do. Ha ha ha. But I'm trying to impress you so that you think we're on like the same level when you're a lot more skilled when it comes to stuff like that.
Nice. Okay. Alina.
Okay. The question is, you and Sage, I'm going to say, teamed up a few times before the rest of you came together. So I just think she probably came across Sage doing some magic and wanted to connect on that level because her mentor just is so expressly anti anything weird.
Yeah.
That she just really wanted to connect with somebody who was adjusting to it and who was a little bit further along.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Puck.
So I told Kalino about my doom and the danger that I'm in because I'm pretty sure that there's a, like, it's all about there's this ancient thing and I'm there's sort of like a secret numbers of the universe, like I need a mastermind to help me solve this problem, basically. Like, if only we can just math this out. Like, I've got some of the... I'm pulling down the, like, trying to find all the ancient texts and learn and stuff, but I'm not good at the other stuff. So I think that you are a resource who can help me.
Fantastic.
Cool. My first one is you hang out with Ben. I hang out with Ben all the time to blow off steam. We've been in the orphanage together now for 4 years. He's the closest I have to a little brother, and we like to do idiotic things, so it works out. And if he's going to do the idiotic thing, I might as well follow him to make sure he doesn't die.
Excellent penance. All right, up next is Sokotoa.
So I don't mean to like repeat what other people are saying, but it worked out so perfectly because I think Ben is awesome, and I take every chance I get to hang out with him. For pretty much the exact opposite reason. Yeah, it's cool that I can invent something, but he can just do it. That's awesome. I want to know how that works. And if it's like some secret of genetics, or if this is like, he had a virgin sacrifice or something and like was able to do this.
Do either of you know that the other one is super into trying to impress you?
I think it's probably obvious. I would go with yes.
Do you know
that he's trying to impress me?
Yes.
No, I think he's showing off.
Okay. Yeah. And Sokotoa, do you know that...
do you mean frequency? That you're being obvious?
So I believe that I am being obvious in my attempts to impress him.
Okay.
Good. I am not trying to be obvious to you.
Okay.
Okay. All right, and so now we're going to go back around the horn the opposite direction.
So
again, Sokotoa.
This worked out really well because I've got to prove myself to Puck before I feel like a real hero. I now know exactly what he's up against, and he's sacrificing and doing things in a way that I'm not capable of doing either physically or I'm just not emotionally ready to like kind of take this whole hero thing seriously. And
great.
He definitely is, because he's got real stakes.
Yeah. Cool. All right, penance.
I once hurt Alina when I lost control of my powers. I think it's probably how we met. I made a mistake, and you were the innocent that was in the way of my blast, and then I realized your like I obviously wanted to fix what I had done, started talking to you, learned your story, and took you under my wing as like, I will never let anyone hurt you again. But I was the first one who did.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I feel real bad.
Okay. Excellent. All right. Puck.
Yeah.
James has been concerned about this relationship from the very beginning, and I'm
can't.
Not letting you back down from
it.
Is it me? Because it's always...
No, it's so good.
Oh, God.
I don't know. It might be you.
I'm trying to come up with a good reason, and that's... I think... So it's... The relationship is, who do I want to kiss before my doom comes?
Yeah.
Mm. And I think that it's Alina. And I think it's because there's something about the fact that Alina has no history, is like, doesn't know where she comes from. Like, there's no one, like, you have the anonymity that mm-hmm. he wants.
And you like her.
Yeah.
Aww.
And there's something like crossfiring in his brain.
Yeah.
I already have two Great. Ships in this game.
mm-hmm. You've the got a good, whole fleet.
The good ship Brodian City sails on. All right, excellent. Alina.
Okay. My mentor is pretty cautious, and they asked me to keep an eye on Frequency.
Okay.
And because he's kind of unabashed about...
Mm-hmm.
superhero-ness, and without, and that sort of suspicious of teen boy angst is always going to be.
Why do you keep prevalent. Hanging out with Frequency? Frequency, what is your relationship?
Sage and I pulled off an awesome, if illegal, stunt together. Not super illegal, but definitely against the rules. We were working on this for quite a while.
Okay.
She conjured up some magic to make it appear that it was snowing around the superintendent's office and the rest of the Board of Ed. And I hacked into their television and internet connections, I guess, to put in some like weather reports and like footage of older weather reports.
Yeah.
And
bought yourself a snow day.
Got us a snow day on the last day of school.
Nice. Awesome.
We were both proud of that, but he's real proud of that.
Oh, yeah. I worked on that footage for hours.
It was like a big like summoning circle, a whole ritual. Good stuff. All right, excellent. And so the last thing we need to do to finish out character creation, and then we can jump into the game, is influence. The way that influence works is it's a mechanic within the game that says that someone's words or actions are meaningful to you. And so that means if they have influence over you, if they have some control over you, they can tell you who you are, how the world works, and they can also like just do things to you. They can burn their influence to cause you to mark a condition. They have an advantage over you in a couple different situations. And so one of the core assumptions, first off, is all adults have influence over all of you. You can eventually reject that influence, but to start out, you're teenagers and these adults seem to have their stuff together, and that's really hard to deal with. Additionally, at any point, you can give your influence to any other person. So if someone does something cool or important or big and you're just like, yeah, wow, that was important to me, you can give your influence. They can take influence over you, but you're the one who decides to basically give that influence away. There's also ways for someone to take influence, but that's a whole mechanical thing that we'll get into. I don't want to get into it right now. To start out, some of you are going to have influence over others of you. And the sheets, the playbooks all have the explanation on how. Let's start again with Frequency.
Okay. I actually care a lot more than I let on. And so I give influence to, wording that correctly, to Kalino. Because I definitely care what he thinks about me, because I am trying to impress him. To Sage, because, spent some good formative years together in a non-romantic way. Definitely a brother-sister.
You're my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And over Alina as well. Because I'm sure do I know of your training and connections and things? That's not...
No, that is the secret.
That is the secret, right? Okay. Well, I still think you have really cool, got some good skills there.
But have they seen the base?
They've seen the base. They don't know who my benefactor is.
Okay, but they know you have a benefactor. They know you're working with someone big and important.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
They think it's Striped Eagle.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Have you
been like leaving like little signs of that, like a little striped pin?
Just a couple feathers.
Yeah. Okay. So, Alina.
I get to choose my demeanor, playful or business, and that determines my influence.
Yes.
I have chosen business.
Nice.
Which means I don't give influence to anyone.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, cool.
So, I wish that everyone could see me, but fortress. I'm indicating my entire body.
All right, excellent. So up next is Puck.
So these people matter for what you need to do. Give influence to two of my teammates.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Kalino and Sage as representing the magic and non-magic paths I'm taking to defeat this ancient god thing.
Perfect. All right. And Penance.
So I get to also choose a demeanor.
Okay.
I can choose happy facade or lockdown. I chose lockdown. I don't think that means that I'm keeping myself separate, but I choose my associates and friends carefully.
Yeah.
So I choose lockdown. I give influence to one teammate. That influence is definitely to Alina because I feel I have wronged her horribly and I'm a sucker for, like, I will protect her before anybody else probably.
I have a question. Do I know that you were the cause of whatever happened?
I don't know.
I have a question. Does she know that you were the cause of whatever happened?
I don't know. I think that's a question for her.
I have a question. Do you know that she was the cause of what happened?
I don't think so. I think
I have
that
a question.
Okay, hold on. Let me explain.
Burn it!
Let me get a word out. I think it was mysterious to me. And I'm still investigating. So
okay.
I'm looking into it, and that's maybe a little bit of a dynamic that might cause some tension, is I don't know at the moment.
I've traced the gene signature of the person who attacked me.
Well, it's more about, you know, forensics and looking at photos from the incident and the directionality of the light beams. I'm assuming it's magic.
It's magic, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go one step further and say, I know she doesn't know, and I'm dreading the day she finds out, and I want to be able to counteract the bad thing with a list of good things I did.
Okay, yeah.
Because you know that she doesn't know, but you also know she's a great detective.
She's going to figure it out.
You know she's going to find
out. It's only a matter of time.
She's going to know. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. I love that. Okay, and Kalino.
So I'm excited to be here. Give influence over you to three of your teammates. I have a real problem with this because really everyone's a really good choice.
Well, remember that you can give influence over yourself at any point to any person.
Okay. In that case, it makes it a lot easier because I can't figure out who I would not give influence to because everyone here has something about them that I can't explain and that's interesting to me.
Okay.
So like, you know, frequency can manipulate signals. That's awesome. I want to know how that worked. Alina has telekinetic abilities. That's also just as awesome and very interesting. I want to know what makes these people tick and how I can be a part of that. And this, like the same thing for everybody. Like,
so we all have influence.
Everybody has very similar kinds of influence over me.
Cool. Perfect. That may have not strictly been according to the rules because we're not technically in play yet, but I'm allowing it because that makes sense to me.
We'll just wait for the very first second and Mark can just be like, everyone has influence over me.
Yeah.
My character sheet right now is like a screaming beacon that Alina is my weakness. And I will do anything for her.
Excellent. All right. So that is the end of character creation.
Woo-woo.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Penance is played by Elsbeth Denman, who can be found on Twitter at The Cat on the Wall. Sokotoa is played by Mark Zurek, who can be found on Twitter at _Starkey_. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. Alina Mars is played by Jessica Benini, who can be found on Twitter at herlockholmes. Puck is played by me, James Malloy, and I can be found on Twitter at andthemeltdowns. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found.